as the balances do not command shutoff and so forth. There's a number of ways these things can go on. All right.
Then the next thing is to try to obtain promotion of this charge.
And I went into that, coaxed that over very carefully. You coaxed it out of a person. You saw me doing it to the gentleman who was up here. Was I telling him, you're going to remember now, to let's go back to the incident now. Let's start in at the beginning of the incident. I count from 1 to 5. No, that is the way to get one. It's not particularly saccharine, but certainly not noisy. You can't put up on these things. You use minimal mechanical commands. You're looking for an emotional discharge. Minimal mechanical demand. The somatic strip sometimes won't go there anyway. The area is a reverse charge area, and the somatic strip tries to go there and it skids off. Part of the attention unit's eye is there. It's upsetting. So therefore, you try to talk it out of it. And then sometimes, just to test the rule, you say the somatic strip will not go to your grandmother's death, and we get wah, 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 immediately. But they sneak up on much better. Now, we've got the idea of freeing on the track. A lot of you people undoubtedly will try to run stations which are thoroughly boxed down on the track without realizing they are, and you say it's just a perceptive turnoff. The major part of perceptive turnoff is caused by being stuck on the track. The first thing you do then is to free them on the track. And you can free them in various ways. Is try all the methods known. Feeding them repeater technique on holders is not good. You can feed repeater techniques for getters, so forth, various mechanisms which might have denied you the information. In other words, I was feeding them deniers. That's fine. You can feed all the deniers you want to, because nobody's going to latch up very badly on running deniers. By the way, I ran into a denier one day that was very, very good. This person was outside himself all the way up and down the track. He was getting busy of himself. He was over here. He's watching himself. Usually this shows high emotional intensity on the case. But we ran into the incident finally, which let him merge. There were two incidents. The first one, watch yourself, was one of his mama's standard phrases. Watch yourself now. Watch yourself. And, of course, he'd have to get back and watch himself. And we got that one out and got a little closer to himself. And then we ran into a terrific fight charge, which said, get out of my life, stay out of my life, don't ever come in my life again. That was, it intimated that someone was unhappy and wanted somebody out of his life. So we got rid of that one, and the person then ran inside of himself up and down the track. Now, I want to give you this again. We try for the painful emotion first, and then we try for, we test the file flow, the somatic strip. We free him on the track, he's not free. And then we try for the basic area ends there. And if we can't get any one of those, let me go to the third step, which I will cover tomorrow, which is straight wire. The file flow and somatic strip. Let me repeat this again. It should work in this fashion. The file clerk will now give us the instant necessary to resolve this case. The somatic strip will go to the beginning of this instant. When I count 1 to 5, the first phrase of the instant will flash into your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fellow will give you a phrase. That's the way a case ought to run. And we keep doing things to this case until it runs. We just keep going over this, over this, over this, over this, until it runs. And, of course, each time we bog on one of these burly things over here to 7th Street. Clear? In other words, we've got tools, we've got ample and adequate tools here in order to get the file clerk and somatic strip to working on this case finally. That's the way we do it. Now, sometimes they'll work in a limited fashion. And sometimes you can be satisfied with the file clerk working in a limited fashion if you're actually getting engrams and the case is proceeding. But remember that any case that is not proceeding satisfactorily, that it still can be trimmed up, dressed up, squared up, made to look pretty and run pretty. See you all. And when you have finished standard procedure on your three clear, you finish the standard procedure run, you bring him up to present time, you run and reduce every engram you contacted, we bring him up to present time, and we try not to re-stimulate an engram and go off and leave it. The somatic strip sweeping through the engram and knocking out the somatic, and occasionally picking up a holder or bouncer, doesn't re-stimulate. But starting to halfway run an engram and then leaving it is inviting to that side. And I advise you not to do it. Because if anybody follows any case for charge here, why, he immediately gets put back into birth. Okay?